Blog Talk Radio.
Liftoff on another Tarot Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Network. We're the show that brings you the world of tarot, interesting guests and topics, and of course, free tarot mini readings for our live call-in audience. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle from the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot enthusiasts, students, and professional readers since 2004. I'm a professional tarot advisor and numerologist. And let me introduce to you our other host of Tarot Today Radio, my fabulous co-host, Mary Brown. Mary is also a tarot advisor, certified tarot master and crystal Reiki master, a producer for the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and vice president of the Tarot Guild. She's director of communications, and here she is all the way from Amarillo, Texas, Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday. And it's 9/11, too. Is it Patriot Day on 9/11? I think, I'm trying to remember. I think it's Patriot Day on 9/11, isn't it?
I don't know, because it's like, it didn't resonate with me.
It's a little
Patriot
different
Day.
This year. Yeah, actually it is. Yeah, Patriot Day and National Day of Service, Saturday, September 11th. It's always on September 11th. Yeah. I just looked it up. It's weird. Things are different this year. I think it's because it's the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just never been Patriot Day for me. And that's interesting. Like, who chooses that? I didn't vote for that. I don't see it. I see it as something more solemn than that. And I think also, in the last, few years or so, than even just the word patriot, it's hard to really figure out what people mean when they use it. It depends on where they're coming from.
Oh, my God. People have completely different ideas of what patriotic means and what freedom means. And don't even get me started on that, because it'll take the entire show. It will. Oh, gosh. Hey, before we do get into anything, let's mention that this is our monthly open line show all show long. So you can call in at 714-816-4628. Free tarot readings all show long as well. We'd love to chat with you. As soon as you get through on that number, remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air. That'll put you up in the queue in the order that you called in. We take the calls in the order that they called in. And I'll give that one more time, 714-816-4628. We already have a bunch of folks joining us on the caller lines here. That's always good to see, Mary. And you can also chat with us. Yeah, if you can't call in, you can type to us. Maybe you're somewhere where you can't call in right now, or you're at work listening and the boss is staring over at you. You can type in our chat room. It's real easy to get to. Just go to chat.psychytalk.net. Our chat room appears below the player on the show post for the episode that day. And, of course, that changes every day, but we have the same URL. We'll take you right there to the next live show. Just open a new tab in your browser, type in chat.psychytalk.net, and you can pop in there with me and Mary, and Jason Spillman's in there as well. Oh, he just got back to Madrid. He was in Greece. I see it in the chat room. Hi, guys. You can even ask for a mini reading. Yeah, yeah. You can even ask for a mini reading right from the chat room. We'd love to chat with you. Today's show today is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professionals since 2004, now in our 17th year. Actually, we're about to have our 17th anniversary in October. We'll be going into our 18th year. And you can stop by and visit us on the web at thetarotguild.com. It's free to join our social networking website, All Tarot All the Time, at thetarotguild.com. We'd love to see. Oh, and don't forget our Facebook group, thetarotguild.com/Facebook. We'll take you right over there. Or just search for the Tarot Guild. We have 6,700 members now, Mary.
Amazing.
Cool stuff. Cool
That's
stuff.
A lot of
Jason's
people.
Jason's asking where Charlotte is. Charlotte's always in the
where
chat
is
room. Charlotte, where are you? Where is Charlotte? What is going on with her? Oh my gosh. Yesterday we were on Catherine's show. Mary and I called in because it was Catherine's 3-year anniversary on Psyche Talk. Wow. It just flies by. Although it feels longer, like she was on for 5 years, not 3 years. But, yep, 3 years.
It does.
Yesterday. Yeah.
That was fun.
I loved how it.
That was fun.
Oh, my God. We just got in it talking about everything, right?
Like, literally. Like, you name it. We probably talked about it. So if anybody missed that, they need to look for it in the archive. Look at our past shows on psychictalk.net. That's a good one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One thing I've been forgetting to mention is right above the chat room, when you go over to chat.psychictalk.net, we have instructions about the player there, you know, because you can listen to the show while you're in the chat room, right there from that page, even on your phone. In fact, the player works really great on the phone. You know, I'm watching a YouTube video, and I'll shut down the screen on my phone, and it turns off YouTube. The Blog Talk player for our shows keeps playing. I just love that. I could, you know, turn off the screen, stick it in my pocket, you know, have my earbuds in, and listen to the show. It's fantastic. But also above the chat room, we got a tip jar. You'll see a tip jar there. And if you like the show and, you know, maybe you call in and you get a mini reading from us and you want to send us a little love there, just click on the tip jar. Just click on it. It'll take you over and you can send us some love. And we always forget to mention the tip jar on the shows. We're too excited about the guests and the topics, I think, Mary.
Yeah, in the chat room. Well, I think we always have a lot going on. You know, there's always so much going on. And that's something that I think it almost seems like it's almost human nature to forget yourself. You know, if it's a National Day of Service, right? You know, isn't that interesting? Isn't it about that? Isn't that what service is often about, is that it's not about you? And so much of what we do is about helping other people.
We're all about that. We're all about that. In fact, we're going to help some people today. We're going to take some phone calls. This is what we're going to do, folks. We have a couple things to talk about, and we're going to intersperse it in between calls. So we're going to talk about something, take a call, talk about something, take a call. It's going to be fun. We're going to do that. In fact, right now I want to, you were just saying how there's always something. And I wake up this morning and I heard from Pritam Van, I can never say his name, Pritam Dachani, from India, I heard from his wife. He passed away today. And Pritam is a certified tarot grandmaster from the Tarot Guild. He's one of our only grandmasters. He's been, studying and reading the tarot for 65 years. He's a writer and a painter. He's a Reiki healer, or he was, I should say. Sorry about that. You know, and I thought, let's memorialize him on the show here. His wife said to me that he had just turned 81 in August. Mm. But it's interesting. I noticed on the Tarot Guild, in fact, you can go to thetarotguild.com in the search bar up there, just type in Pritam. It's P-R-I-T-A-M, Pritam. And his page will come up. And last year, he was remarking how he was about to turn 85, which would make him 86 now because his birthday was in August. So I don't know if he was 86 or he was 81 when he passed away. But sad news from this morning.
He's timeless now, you know.
Yeah. So he started off in tarot when he was like late teens, 20, something like that, 65 years ago. He started off with the Waite-Smith deck, and then he more recently, in recent decades, he got into the Angel Tarot Cards by Radley Valentine, Tarot Illuminati by Eric Doon, and his big thing was Osho Zen. And he actually, I want to read this real quick. He wrote this on his page because Osho was had his ashram in the city that Pritam was born in India. He's from Pune. There's no R. Every time I look at that word, I see Pune. It's Pune. I'm going to butcher these words. Pune, Maharashtra, India. That's the best I can do. I'm sorry, everybody from India that can actually speak these words. What Pritam said was, Osho was an unusual guru. His beliefs and practices were based on a liberal version of Zen philosophy. Some say too liberal. He had a huge following. Beset by controversy, he was virtually deported from the United States and set up his ashram in Pune, India, where he also died and I currently live. He still has a substantial following throughout the world, and the community is growing. The cards were based on the Osho Zen philosophy, and the interpretations are sometimes different from the conventional ones, but nevertheless refreshing, providing new insights. So that's what he had to say about Osho and the Osho Zen tarot deck. Really cool. Really cool stuff.
That is really cool because I think that, Osho was a very controversial figure. And definitely, we can sometimes, I want to say, sort of confuse the art with the artist, But it's so cool that he had a connection to the deck. The deck is, I've always thought, is such a beautiful, really original kind of deck. And, if you ever read about the artist for the deck, she was a part of the ashram there and spent a lot of time while she was creating the deck, trying to make it, in her eyes, worthy of his name. And I think she did a beautiful job with that deck. I think it's Padma Ma, Ma Deva Padma that illustrated it. But, wow. But, that's sad. But, wow, what an amazing life Pritam had, And really,
yes.
He lived a full life is what it sounds like, and just followed so many passions. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful, inspiring, example.
Right. And I'm so glad that last year he made it to certified tarot grandmaster before his passing this year, or today, literally. And but I mean, he was, you know, had a lot of interesting studies and depth into tarot. He especially something that a lot of folks kind of dismiss these days and don't use that much is significators. He had, you know, extensive writings on significators. He was a writer and a painter. He was an engineer, 50 years of international experience in pollution containment. That was his specialty. One of the books he wrote that was fiction was actually sci-fi. And I never even knew until I searched today that he had written this. Folks, you can actually find it on Amazon. The Throg Chog Vigil. It's a THOGCHAG is the word. And it's set in the future, and AI and organ replacement and, you know, just, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like a dystopian, utopian/utopian future thing. You know, sci-fi is really up my alley. I'm going to have to get that and read it now. Wow. So, yes, I just wanted to pay homage and mention that. And I'm going to do a little memorial for him and post that on the Tarot Guild site and on our groups and Facebook pages and everything like that. Before we do anything else, you know, we have card of the day, numerology of the day, my daily reading coming up. We're going to do a little bit for the 20th anniversary of 9/11, but let's take some calls and get the ball rolling. How about that?
That sounds good. Let's do it.
All righty. Okay, here, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Oh, I got to shuffle here. Shuffling. It looks like area code 831. Hello, caller. Are you there? 831.
Yes. Hi. My name is Christina.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from, hon?
I'm calling from California today, and I'm happy to be here. It's been maybe a year since I've called in or longer. So.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
My name is Christina.
Christina.
And
all right.
The question I have is, when do you see a move happening for me? Because I'm setting the intention, and I'm open to whenever it is in my best interest to move. And I know everything happens for a reason. So either how far off or how quick or how, you know, even if it's not for a year or I have no idea, but.
Right.
I can't be where I'm at anymore.
All
you
know is that you want to leave.
Right.
Sorry.
I want to ask you
sorry
real quick
that.
So I can focus in on this. I want to ask you real quick: are you moving across the city, or are you moving out of state?
Like what you said in the beginning, it's across the bay. Like, you know, I can see the ocean from my house, and it's a few towns over. I've been actually envisioning this on walks years. It's probably like 3-4 years. To want to move to this specific area along the beach. I want to be able to write and see the sun come up and see the beautiful lights in the bay. And it's a small town called Pacific Grove, and it's right next door to
Monterey
Carmel.
I
grew up there.
I live in Monterey. Yeah, Pacific Grove, Companios, all good stuff.
Yeah, I know Mr. Companio. I used to go in as a little girl and take my soda pops
those
and get the little
sandwiches. Oh my God, those sandwiches! I went to the Presidio to DLI, so that's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah, it's home for me. I went to Robert H. Down, Pacific Grove High, Pacific Grove Middle School. Now, as a grandmother, I'm at MPC, which is Monterey Peninsula College, and I'm slumming it out here in Marina, but I'm a minute and 58 seconds from the beach. So I close my eyes at night, and it feels as if the surf is all around my feet. It's just it's beautiful, but I wanna actually see the ocean from my window and be able to do my writing. So I'm with a person who's has a mood disorder, is what my guides told me back in July, because I wasn't quite sure what was going on. And it's been extremely traumatizing for me to witness. I mean, my body starts shaking and I have to leave because she'll destroy, smash, scream, and I'm not used to that. So it's really, really bad. And they had said to me that they wanted me to create an online social media account back in May, but I've been so nervous to do it because I'm really green. And so I'm taking a computer class, and my teacher's offered to help me, and, you know, I have to take these baby steps. But I know there's been a lot of goodness for me to actually see a lot within this person, but it's just really difficult for me to be around it, and I'm hoping to be able to leave whenever it's the best time, and I'm not really sure when that's going to be, but yeah.
So let me tell you what I'm getting. Okay, so yeah, you definitely have to strike out on your own. The Queen of Wands is showing up, and this is a card of independence, and you need to be independent. You need to be away from that situation, and it's showing up right here in the cards. Yeah, for sure. Now, of course, how soon you manifest this is entirely up to you. You're the one doing it. You know, you said you set the intention, and, you know, really as far as predicting moves and predicting anything, you know, when someone's going to get a job and when someone's going to move or get married or any of those things, you know, it's like you're giving up your power. It's like you're saying, well, you know, what does this imagined future that's supposedly written in stone, you know, say, you know, and it's not. It's fluid. We have free will. You know, we can manifest things sooner or later, you know. So I just wanted to say that up front. But now looking at the cards, I'm getting several cards that are indicating spring. And the timing card is the Seven of Wands. So 7 months from now, May, spring,
oh,
April,
my God.
May,
I'm in shock.
That's what I'm getting.
That I actually wrote down I'm leaving June 30th, and I'm going to be going to that house. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm open to receiving, and I'm taking my nephew. He's being horrifically abused. The police were here, CPS, and I recorded her beating him and telling him to die, and he's only 14 with the mind of a 5-year-old, and it was horrific for me to hear behind a locked door. I'm shaking, you know, and I thought, I'll take a breath, and I just have to leave it into their hands because my guide said he needs – his needs need to be recognized word for word. So I did my part, and I'm just now have to back away from the details. And I actually wrote it out. I'm leaving June 30th, and the owners of the house know about
there
the abuse and threaten to evict me. And I said, no, I'm prepaid till then. I'm out then. I'm not leaving school. I'm going to lock myself in here. But I'm mostly at school until I have to come home. So you hit it on the nail. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I'm leaving. I'm happy I know when. You validated it for me. I put June 30th as my last day in this house. So,
yep.
And then I was going to start looking in April and May.
Let's find out what Mary has to say, but I want to finish up real quick and just say the other information coming through in the reading is that multiple opportunities might appear, and when you go to do this, it's going to require you to step out of your comfort zone. That's what it's saying.
Yes.
And I'm not sure exactly what that means. You know, you're going to have to figure that out on your own, but that's the advice from the tarot, is to, you know, when that even comes up in your mind, when you're having a doubt, you need to just go for it, step out of your comfort zone, make the move. And it may involve finances, I don't know, but that's what's showing up. Mary, do you have anything for Christina?
Yeah, I got the Seven of Wands too, so I see it as like this, you know, this is a protective measure for yourself. You know, this is you, you know, taking care of yourself by making this move. The main thing that comes up, I see the first opportunity actually along, you know, having to do with this move comes up in maybe about 4 months from now. So January.
Oh, my God.
There may be a connection there, or, you know, There is already.
Yeah. Well, I actually went and got my small business to podcast and the fictitious statement to run for 4 consecutive weeks. I filed at the courthouse, and I'm just waiting for them to give me the green light, because, you know, with the payment and them approving it, they said, wait for us. We're going to call you in a week or two. And I had written out for winter Celestis, I'm saying it wrong, Solestis, I'm sorry, I'm murdering the word, that by December 2021, I want to have been podcasting, and I have my chance to move in January, and
there
that I don't need to worry about finances.
There
but
you go.
Stepping out of the comfort zone is, even if though I don't know the details of the computer, I'm a writer, I paint with my words, I'm an artist, and I love people, and I feel I was born to do it, so I just have to just, you know, get out of my own way, and that is huge for me, because it's my mind than actually doing it.
The central focus card I got was the Three of Wands, and that is a card of assessment, and it's flanked by 2 fours, the Four of Swords and the Four of Wands. Fours are about structure, so you need to assess, like, the structure of this move with everything, you know, connected to it. How is it going to work so that you're not going to feel like, you know, flustered and all of that, you know, because you're building. You're building the next chapter of your life. And you want to build a solid foundation with it. So whether that includes finances or just, you know, the, you know, a plan, really, right? So I think you already are on the right path. I think you already, you know, it's almost like with a lot of the things you're saying and your attitude, you already have like the best groundwork already built for this. You've got the intention set and your goal setting already. By January, this. By December, this. By June, this. So you're creating your own timeline. That's also what makes it it makes it difficult to predict things when things haven't been set in motion, right? But you could be fulfilling a your own prophecy, in a sense, by setting these goals and working towards them. Go for it. You go,
Thank
girl.
You. And just wanted to let you know, last weekend, the guides had told me that I needed more structure. And for me, I know what they're talking about. It's actually each day so that I follow through and then get in a really healthy routine. I thought, okay, I started looking up time management, because when I go to do my writing before I record it, and I'm going to be doing these episodes by Christina Marie, and they're universal topics that people whisper about but don't feel comfortable speaking out about, and there's a lot of things not written on some of these universal topics. I have professors in the college library that are going to look at all of my writing mark it up, tell me it's not clear until I get it down, and then I'm able to upload it. And it's like I have everything in place but the daily structure. So I'm evolving. And I feel good because this is the first time I went against everyone that I love. And I was like, I have to be a voice for this child. I was threatened to be evicted. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be fine. And I need to be independent.
That's being independent.
You guys
that
hit
queen
it.
Of wands I was talking about.
Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got to run, Christina. Want to thank you for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll look forward to the next
Thank
time you call back in. And let us know what happened.
Yeah. I'll keep you posted. God bless.
All righty.
Bye, blessings.
Cool. Hey, so before we take the next call, what was your card of the day, Mary?
Well, my card of the day, which I posted in the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, which you can find by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook, like the page, join the group. The card comes from the Hero's Journey Dream Oracle by Kelly Sullivan Walden with beautiful artwork by Rasuli, one of my favorite card deck artists and just artist on his own. And so this deck is based on the hero's journey, and the card I drew today was called The Return, and the message is about owning your mastery, And I want people to think about that today. You know, what does that mean? You know, because look, you, all of us, we've earned it. You know, we've gotten to the point where we're embodying some of the stories that we used to tell, our stories. So there's a lot that we've lived and we've experienced, and there's a lot that we've mastered, and it's time to, you know, embody it. Say, you know what? I'm a master of this. I'm a master of my own destiny. I'm captain of my own ship. You know, think about all the things that you have graduated from in your life. Now, for some people, that's going to be like literal college or a certificate in this kind of practice or that kind of practice. But sometimes we just, you know, talk about it and we say, oh, okay, yeah, I took that class. And now's the time to like kind of take stock of everything and say, you know, it's time I own this. I am, fill in the blank, I am a master of what? Because don't shirk from it. It's time that we step forward into it. So that's the card I got. What about you? What's the numerology and all the stuff? Did you do a spread for the day?
Yeah, I'm not going to go too deep into it because you can read it in the article section on thetarotguild.com. And it's quite lengthy, and I give some really great information in that. But before I go there, I wanted to mention real quick what you were just saying, because a lot of the daily readings that have been coming up have been talking about this. You know, exactly what you said, being the master and owning it. I'm the master of XYZ, whatever it is. You know, and I put it in terms of, quote unquote, the expert. And it's about focusing on one thing and becoming the master. And it's a recurring theme that's been coming up in the daily readings over the last few weeks. And so I wanted to mention that because as soon as you told me about the card of the day and about that part, I was like, oh, wow, that, you know, that's exactly what's going on here. And one thing I've noticed, especially with spiritual entrepreneurs, you know, you'll see them online. They'll lay out their laundry list. You know, they're a Reiki master, they're a tarot professional, you know, numerologist, astrologer, hypnotherapist. I mean, life coach. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. But the secret really is owning one thing. Because you can't become an expert in everything. It's not that you don't use those other modalities, but what's the one that really sings, the one that really calls to you? Master that. And that is what you are. Tarot master, Reiki master, master life coach, you know, whatever it is. Own that one thing. And as far as just a practical business sense, you want to focus on one thing. And by the way, I mentioned this in some of my daily readings when this came up, that, you know, people don't care. Your clients do not care. They don't care. They don't even know what Reiki is. They don't care that you're a life coach. They don't even know they need a life coach. All they care about is that you solve a problem for them. That's the secret as far as the business angle of this. That's the secret. It doesn't mean you don't use the modalities. It's that you focus all of your content, what you're putting out in the world. I'm the master of solving XYZ, whatever that is. And that's how you really become an expert and really make it. Is by focusing in on one thing. They don't want to hear your story either. Everybody thinks it's all about creating the story. You know, this happened to me. I was homeless when I was 26 and then blah, blah, blah. And then look where I am now. No, they don't care. They do not care. Okay. People want to hear about their story. Now, wait, how do you connect with other people and their story? It's very simple. You talk to them about their problem. Now, of course, this is not going to be everybody, and you don't want to serve everybody. You want to serve the people fixing the problem that you're the master in. So when you start focusing on this, instead of I'm a life coach, I'm a hypnotherapist, I'm a tarot reader even, when you focus in on that one problem that you solve, they're going to feel you're speaking right to them when you talk about the aspects of that problem. And that you can, you don't even have to tell them how, they don't care how you solve it. They don't care that you're using timeline techniques or NLP. They don't care if you're using hypnosis or Reiki. They care that
it's results.
You get results. That's what they want. So I just wanted to mention that. And today's reading was about stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
So the Five of Pentacles. The Five Pentacles showed up, and right away I got this feeling, and it popped in my head, stuck in a rut. And you can't create change from the same thinking. And the vibration from the date today is the seven energy, the seeker, a driving desire for spiritual wisdom and knowledge. It's very deep and analytical, perspective, introspective, intuitive, inquisitive, and it's about going deep and getting yourself out of the rut. And I give some great information on that. The Star card also makes an appearance there, and the Page of Cups as well. So just go over to thetarotguild.com, click on articles, and read my article for today, Stuck in a Rut. You can't create change from the same, you know, with the same thinking. And check that out. So let's take another phone call here.
Well,
I think you're up. You
want to
say anything about that?
Well, I wanted to say it's the bottom of the hour. I thought I'd tell everybody what's coming up real quick, and then let's take calls.
Oh, sure.
Week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Our next show is going to be tomorrow, Sunday, September 12th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Magic Universe Show with your host, Sharona Rapsik. She's going to be talking the tarot full card and about her beautiful new deck. She has the Boho Pixie Tarot. And she's going to be doing free tarot mini readings and open lines as well. And then after that, on Monday, September 13th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, it's the Wisdom of the Soul Show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And Friday, September 17th, at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, is Spiritual Guidance Radio with Angelic Channel and healer Catherine Hahn giving free on-air guidance. And then Dax and I will be back next Saturday on the Tarot Today radio show talking about how can we as tarot readers support the massive shift in the world, and our guest co-host is Corby Mitlide, and we'll be taking your calls and doing free tarot readings on that show as well. And you can find all those shows coming up on the network by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Back to you, Dax.
A lot of great stuff coming up. And I just wanted to mention on Mondays, Janice is back to doing videos again. She took a hiatus for the summer and she was putting out an article and we were putting that out every Monday, but now she's back to doing her video show again. So we have an audio version on Blog Talk Radio and a video version, you know, right on the website there, as well as our YouTube channel. So excited to see her again. It was great seeing her this past Monday, and she'll have another video this Monday coming up. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Who's been waiting the longest here? And you're up first this time. It looks my neck of the woods, area code 520. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa.
It's Lisa. Hey, Lisa. I wonder where you are. Somewhere in southern Arizona, maybe. Yeah.
A little bit similar to the other caller. Oh, my God. Too similar. You know, when... Oh, dear goodness. I do have support in the way that I have a mentor that I talk to who's in the professional mental health field. And my grandchild, who's 6 years old, I know he takes and suffers a lot of abuse from his mother and his siblings. And it's a weird situation. It's so weird. But anyway, and I know about my resources. I know about calling police and government agencies.
Good.
I know about all of that. So, and I, like I said, I have support. You know, I do talk. It's not a secret, and it's out there, and I'm trying to get the best. When you're in that situation, if that woman is, you know, it's difficult. It's a challenge. It's more than a challenge. And so anyway, the other part about it is I did move, and 4.5 hours away to be close to that grandchild that I was just talking about. And he and I get to spend a lot of time together, which is good. And it's a new start for me. And it was something that I held on and I journaled and visioned and the vision board, you know, that I wanted something that I'm living right now to happen. And it's manifested. I made it happen. And like you said, Dax, you know, you're out of your comfort zone. And you're making, you know, and I found someone in the area to work out with. And so I'm setting up social support for myself. But I still have to go 4.5 hours back to where I live once a week to take up business responsibilities and other responsibilities back there. I'm sorry to leave your partner out. But I just, I'm trying to... Excuse me. Remain very positive, create a new identity for myself in my own head. I don't want to be one of those people that I moved somewhere and I took me with me. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to make positive changes, manifest changes within my soul,
right.
My spirit. Yeah. So, and as you were talking about your friend who passed, who's in his 80s, God, I just wish I had met him when he was alive. I've had spiritual teachers that have passed over, and I know we can still talk to them. You know, I know we can. And, so thank you for sharing that gentleman's line of work.
Sure.
And his devotion to his path. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really, really devoted to that, you know, in the tarot. So, Mary, you're up first. What do you...
What's the question?
Yeah, I don't think I got a question out of that either, Lisa. You know, what's the actual question?
Well, I'm working on being positive, developing myself spiritually as I have been for all these years, mm-hmm. since the middle 80s. Do you see things calming down for me?
Right.
I think really it's probably me inside my skin. I think that's the realization I'm coming to. I don't have control over the externals. But I don't, you know,
do we see it calming down? Do we see, what do we see? What do we see
me,
here?
Me jumping to the next level of spirituality. I'm working on it.
You know, the card that's overlooking everything else is the Queen of Wands. You know, a little bit our last call as well.
I got that card.
You don't have to be a fire sign yourself to embody the energy of the Queen of Wands. And what is that about?
Yeah.
You know, well, a lot of different people will tell you a lot of different things. To me, it's like the Queen of Wands can adapt like fire.
Yeah.
She can adapt and she can change. And, you know, and really like fire, you know, fire is just this wonderful element. It's our inspiration. It's our activity and our excitement, our passions, and controllable fire. Control the fire. That's what I'm getting for you. And sometimes, even though we think of it in terms of inspiration, passions, excitement, activity, sometimes it's our head that gets hot. Because I do have a Nine of Swords that comes up here along with the Six of Swords. So the message of that is the things that we are overthinking and that are crowding our head and to keep us up at night, that is going to shift. We're going to find that calm space again. We're going to be in that tranquil water, you know, that we see in the card. In order to do that, it all comes down to the decisions that we make. We have the Judgment card, you know. The Ten of Pentacles. And so this is really centered around, you said something about yourself, you know, yourself, your home. You know, Ten of Pentacles often is a card of home and hearth, but it's also really a card of feeling content, feeling grounded.
Okay.
And so everything else going on, all those swords in our head, that are, you know, we think about it, it's like, oh my gosh, my grandchild is going through this, and oh, I got this move I just did, and I got to make my own adjustments. Adaptability with that Queen of Wands, and what do we need to worry about, you know? Because if we're making thoughtful decisions that adapt to the situation that we find ourselves in, that does so much more for us than worrying does. Okay, so that's what I get from this. But the one last thing I want to mention is the Page of Cups. I feel like, you know, that's your grandchild right there. You know, that sweet innocent energy.
Oh, there you go.
All the chaos surrounding and everything, and it comes right above the Ten of Pentacles. So that's connected as well. It's very connected to also your sense of groundedness. You've got to be grounded for him. You've got to be grounded for him. You've got to make those decisions. You're making them for yourself. You're adjusting to the situation. Right. But he's a part of it.
Yeah. No, indeed. And I understand that I have to put the oxygen mask on myself first, and then I can take care of
it. That's right.
You know, what it spills over to what you're talking about, Mary, and what you're picking up resonates so deeply in my soul, and I've just realized the importance of me working more, opening up my arms open to the universe on my spirituality and centering myself, because you know these people that have gone to prison, I mean that famous African man, I forget his name, and
Mandela,
spiritual. Yes, they stayed spiritual, and they stayed in love. Sometimes you're right; all those swords can be self-imprisoning. And I definitely am working on realization. I'm sorry, I'm going to cry. Too much coffee.
Don't cry. Not enough sleep.
You know, just working on staying grounded. And I don't want to use the word work, so it's difficult, but the realization of embracing spirituality and rising into the love. And no matter what, that's where it is. Of course, making, you know, practical choices and the heavy lifting of the, you know, on the physical level of whatever the effort. And the doors have blown open to make all this possible. So the move and everything, you know, so I know it's destined.
It's working. It's working. And you've got to work with it. And work isn't a bad word, you know. Think of it as like whistle while you work, you know. How bad is that? You know, like whistle.
Yes.
Oh, my, that popped into my head. It's like work can't be so bad if you can still whistle. So
yeah.
Keep that up.
No, you're right. You're right.
Like
and laughter. You're laughing.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, the laughter of it is so beautiful, too.
Dax, what did
right.
you get?
Well, I got to do this really fast because we got a lot of callers waiting here. And I'm just going to say that, you know, the main focus is the Hierophant. It's talking about establishing and maintaining ritual and routine. And that's really what you need. And, of course, you're doing that, you know, with setting up with the gym and your gym buddy and so forth. The reading is bookended by cups, cards, emotions. It's creating emotional stability. The Eight of Cups is the first card, and it's talking about you know, you've put a lot of the baggage behind you, and you're moving onward and upward. Now, it's going to take up to 6 months for you to really establish and feel normal again in a new place. And sometime, I think before the end of the year, but it may be a little longer, somewhere definitely within the next 6 months, this new opportunity comes up with the Ace of Wands, and it's really focused on the Queen of Cups, talking about your intuitive abilities, healing arts, and psychic abilities, and it's not necessarily that it's a new opportunity, could be looked at as a new business opportunity or a new career. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to stop what you're doing. With what, you know, business-wise, what you're doing right now, but maybe it's an add-on thing where you're actually following a passion. It's something that leads all the way back to childhood. And that's going to happen in, like I said, I think before the end of the year, but definitely in the next 6 months. And, you know, don't worry, you're on your way. In 6 months from now, you're going to feel like you've, you know, always been there and things have, especially emotionally, have leveled out and are balanced again. So I hope that helped you out.
It does tremendously. It does. It's so, both you and Mary, very meaningful. Thank you so, so very much.
Thanks for calling in, Lisa.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your weekend. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628. Mary, do you want to pull some cards for the 20th anniversary of 9/11? We talked a lot about that on the show with Catherine last night. I think we went from the pandemic all the way to 9/11. Did I lose you? I don't hear Mary.
Oh, I muted myself.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
And just like blah, blah, blah. And I was on mute. But, you know, let's pull some cards on 9/11, the 20th anniversary, 20 years, and yet. Wow.
It's amazing. It
20
feels
years
like
and
just
it feels
yesterday.
Like,
we're old.
Yeah.
My God, 20 years went by,
yeah.
You know. One thing I noticed right off the bat when I pull cards on this is I'm getting two cards, Twin Towers. You know, it's really interesting. Although my app that I use for the radio shows on my laptop, it's the Waite-Smith deck. But even in the Minor Arcana, everything's numbered with Roman numerals. So I got the two wands, the two of cups. And it's got the two eyes to make the number two in the Roman numeral, and it looks like the Twin Towers. And I'm like, oh, talk about the tarot winking at you, right?
Wow.
So the two of cups,
right.
or I'm sorry, the Two of Wands, you know, the merchant is standing there with the two wands, looks like the Twin Towers, and he's holding the world in his hand. And there's a couple of things I got from that. Right off the bat, you know, before the tragedy happens, you know, the communism had collapsed. We were the last superpower on the planet. The United States literally held the world in its hands. It also has a double meaning because on that day and for a few days after, it's like the whole world came together. Everybody was an American. Everybody was on our side, you know, in this tragedy. And that's what I'm seeing coming through with that card. And some of the other cards, we got cup cards like the King of Cups and the Queen of Cups coming in and talking about, you know, it's 20 years later, we're only now finally, like what I just said with Lisa, getting that emotional stability back. And, you know, the King of Cups has mastered his emotions while the whole world around him is erupting, and it's represented by the wavy ocean and the, you know, the huge swells and fish being thrown out of the sea and ships, you know, being thrown around by the waves. And but he's on his stone throne, you know, firmly emotionally established here. The main focus card in the center is the Four of Swords. I thought that was so apropos. For me, it, again, multi-layered, I looked at it, and right away I saw our troops finally coming back 20 years later. There's a night in repose, you know, it's rest. It's a card of retreat and recharging and recuperation. And double meaning here, it's also a card of letting go and healing. I think that's the main message I'm getting, is the healing aspect, which also comes through with the Queen of Cups and the Two of Cups as well. Harmony, and that's what I'm seeing. What are you getting?
Well, Two of Wands is the main card overlooking everything else, you know. So that's weird, you know. I know, just like, wow.
Synchronicity,
you know?
Got the same card.
Yeah, and I do feel like, you know, Two of Wands often, you know, in a lot of the decks that I have, that card depicts like a being at a crossroads, you know, and needing to make a choice. Which way are we going to go? The King of Swords is in the past position, and underneath it, Queen of Cups is right at the center, oddly enough, right? And then we have the Knight of Swords, and we end with the Star card. And you know, really the big thing that I get from this, I feel like, you know, choose love. You know, Queen of Cups is front and center in my spread here with that Two of Wands above it. It's like, okay, you know, we went the path of the King of Swords. We, you know, had a, you know, we had a lot of headspace going on, you know, people, you know, making choices. What do we do about it? What do we do about 9/11? Okay, well, let's go. Let's rush in. Like the Knight of Swords, let's rush into Iraq, let's rush into Afghanistan. You know, let's just keep analyzing and thinking and analyzing and thinking. And the Queen of Cups is saying, like, no, you know what you put aside the whole time was your feelings. I mean, come on, 9/11 is
right.
Patriot Day, a day of service. I'm sorry, it will always be a national day of mourning to me, and we can't be afraid to go through that process. And I think that the Star card at the end is saying, allow the feeling and also allow the gut feeling. The Queen of Cups is intuitive, but like water, you know, it's fluid. It's not like it was 20 years ago, you know. And there's no reason that we cannot step into that future where the Star card's right in front of us saying this is the time to aspire. This is the time to hope. This is the time to dream. This is the time to choose another way. So I love what you're saying, you know, about our troops coming back and everything. And I'm so glad they're back. But I think we've got to choose a different path for the next 20 years. But that's what I get.
Yep, and it fits in with what I was getting as well. I love how we got a lot of the
same
cards.
Yeah, wild.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
It is.
Okay. Now I'm having trouble here. I can't gather up these cards. Love it when that happens. In the middle of radio. Hey, it's only live radio.
It's only live radio.
It's only live radio. Yes. Speaking of that, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 269. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Good.
My name is Pamela. I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I wish it was something uplifting. I just had a kind of traumatic situation. I still can't make any sense of it. I was let go from a job, which ends up being a blessing. But I'm very concerned a friend of mine is still there.
It always
and I'm
is.
A friend of mine is still there, and I'm wondering if she's okay. I mean, we've had limited contact, and she's very withdrawn.
So is your friend okay? Or kind of what?
Is that what the...
What do you need to know?
What's the question?
Yeah,
is that
I mean,
the question?
Pardon me?
Is that what you want
is that
us
the question?
To look at?
Yes, yes. And just if our friendship's going to survive this. I mean, it was a really toxic environment, and I think, I don't know for sure because I'm not there, but I think she's kind of being punished, and...
Oh, boy.
She's miserable, let's put it that way.
You know, we went through the whole 2020 and the COVID, and people were, you know, losing their jobs, and people would call in the show and say, you know, when am I going to find a job and things like that. And, you know, when they tell me they lost their job, the first words out of my mouth are, oh, good. Now you can do what you really want.
Right.
What you're,
and that's how the
what
summer
you're
was,
really
thank
supposed
you.
To be doing. Yeah, what you're really supposed to be doing, because most of us do not do what we're supposed to be doing. You know, we just take the J-O-B because it pays the B-I-L-L-S.
So we have our weekend.
I mean, what I'm getting looks really good. I mean, for the friendship continuing on, because in the future cards, I get the Three of Cups. And it's a card of celebration, friends coming together. Yeah, it looks really positive. Now, there's a little bit of a delay with the Hanged Man before that. Okay, so it's also a card of transformation. There, you know, the friendship may transform and transmute, but it's still going to be there. It's going to require, again, I get the Four of Swords like I did for the reading on the, you know, 20th anniversary of 9/11. Again, you know, a card of recharging, recuperation, letting go, healing. There's some healing that needs to happen for you, but also for your friend. You know, she's still in the midst of all that, you know, and that may make things a little rocky for a while. But ultimately, Three of Cups looks great to me. What about you, Mary?
You know, I get the Sun card in the outcome position on your friendship, so I do think that, yeah, the friendship's going to survive and there's going to be happy days again. And, you know, I think you're right in thinking that she's going through something while she's still there. I got the Judgment card, the Justice card, and there she is, the Page of Pentacles in the center, learning from this experience. And you know how it is about life lessons, you know, they're not always the most pleasant experiences,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I think he is going to be better for what she learns from this experience. I think it's like an awakening for her. And but it it all comes out in the wash, and there's happy days ahead. The sun's going to come out tomorrow.
It's just hard not to take that silence personally. Like, oh my God, does she hate me now? Are we done? Like, what did I do wrong?
Just give her some, give her the space.
Take time, take space.
And, you know, what you can do on your end, if you want to, is what we call holding space. When we know that, you know, someone is going through a tough time, you know, just, you know, for ourselves and for them, just energetically, we can say, okay, I'm going to hold the space so that, you know, for the highest good of all of us, you know, while she endures what really looks like learning a lesson. And not because we did anything wrong, but because of how others are behaving and the fairness, unfairness of it with the justice. Like, what's really imbalance here, you know? And I think she's going to come out of this, you know, more evolved, really.
Good. Is this like a cosmic thing that people have been going through? It feels like a lot of people have been going through difficulties, and now they're starting to finally dig out.
Yeah.
Is that?
I would agree with that. It sure feels like it. And, you know, it's a long time making a lot. Go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say we're in a world year of five. It's universal number five, 2001. The entire year is about change. And so everybody's in flux.
And, you know, on the cosmic level, a lot of people feel like, you know, this this is part of the process. You know, people are expecting us, you know, to be in a really good place in 2032. But we've got to go through.
Wow, that's a long way
away. To get there.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
I almost passed
it's
out
funny.
When you said that word.
Me too. Me too. I mean, you know, it's 32.
Did she say 32 or 23?
No.
Yeah, it's
32.
It's more like 22 to me, because it's so funny. Right when you said 2032, Mary, that I was just about to mention how, you know, I had just said we're in a world year of five. Well, next year we go into a world year of six. It's a return to balance and harmony after all the chaos of five. So next year you're going to see a lot of folks getting into harmony and balance again in their lives.
Okay. Yeah, that's on the micro level. You know what I mean? It's kind of like we're going to have this process and this progression, but worldwide, cosmically, 2032. When it's going to be all good by then. So we have those ups and downs. We have those moments. And each one of us has to dig out absolutely in our own ways from the things that have crowded into us, the mud.
Can I ask one more follow-up question?
Oh, let me say something real quick, Pam. Before you, because I want to follow up on what Mary just said because it fits perfectly. It is a cosmic level, and it's the progression of the numerology through the annual cycles. So, like I said, we're going into a 6 year. Well, you know, we go through these 9 year cycles. 2032 is going to be a 7 year, which is the spiritual number in tarot, and it's tarot and numerology, and what it is that we're finally getting into the higher numbers at that point, 7, 8, 9. Those are the numbers you want to get to. 9 is completion, and then the cycle starts over again. But 7, you hit the spiritual number, and then 8 is abundance. So 2033 is a year of abundance, and then 2034 is a year of release, and it's the end of the cycle, and then we start the cycle all over again. But, you know, we're still in... That's
a
cycle away from now.
Yeah.
We're still in this cycle. You know, we're going to go 6, 7, 8, 9 over the next few years. you know, we're still going through this cycle, and then we're going to start the new cycle, and then we'll get up to 2032. Eventually.
So I'm not going to be living in my car until 2032, right?
No.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding. I do have a follow-up question, though, about this place, because there was so much, like I've never seen in my life, there was so much harmful intentionality. I mean, it was really just there was an underlying, like, just viciousness and hostility in this workplace. Am I done with that, or is that going to follow me into my next job?
Let's see. That is fascinating.
Well, because they're still trying to get at me, and I mean, it's frightening.
Yeah, you're in a good position with the Nine of Wands. Taking it as a yes/no question, you know, is this going to follow you? No, it's not. It's not going to follow you.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I get a no too.
Yeah, but the thing is it's not a really strong yes or no. It's kind of like it's more of a maybe, but it's leaning towards no. It's not going to follow you. You know, so it just makes me feel like there's something left to be done. Like you have to energetically cut the cord or something so that you don't drag this with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of being followed on social media, and I don't think I'm going to mention to anybody where my next job is, just to be careful, you know?
That's right. That's right. Well, thanks
for
the call, Pamela.
Find out. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. You too. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Oh, let's see if we could squeeze in a couple more calls real quick here before the end of the show. But remember, you can call in tomorrow when Sharona's here. I completely forgot Sharona's on tomorrow. I got to listen to that show. She's going to be talking about the food part, I think you said, Mary.
Yes, I'm excited. I love the fool. I'm excited to hear what she has to say.
Awesome. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 919. Are you there? Hello, 919. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sandra. It's actually Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay. And I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
What
about
you, Kay? Hey, Kay.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. You know, yesterday I got some disappointing news about the new space that I'm renting. It didn't happen as soon as I thought it was, and it put me in a deep, dark place because it's been delayed a couple of times. But this morning I got up and I went to yoga, and I'm in a better spot. And I had a very bad situation with my job. My job is, let's just say the quick, short version of it is, I accepted the position that did not give me what they said that they were going to give me. That's the bottom line it is. And I do not have a desire to stay in this location, but I'm trying to find some level of peace. So my question is, when do you see the new career opportunity, that right, that place where for my grace and highest good, when do you see that coming in? I've been applying and had a couple of interviews.
Okay.
I'm walking on
Kay's line. I got to put Kay's line on hold for a minute because there's way too much background noise. I'm getting feedback here. But Mary, what are you seeing?
Yes. What am I seeing? When that new good thing's going to happen? When's that going to come in? And just taking a look at that. Page of Pentacles, Page of Wands, Knight of Pentacles. There's a lot of people involved in this. You know, but also there's like a lot of news. So also, you know, as far as timing goes, I'm not really getting a time that's a card in the timing position. And my timing position in my spread, I'm getting the Knight of Pentacles. And I think that's really the key instead of a win, like, oh, how about next Tuesday? The Knight of Pentacles is saying, like, okay, look, you know, you have to work on that. you have to be patient. Patience is your friend with the Knight of Pentacles. And in some ways, we've got to slow down. We've got to be really practical about this, talking to other people about it. With all of these cards, we've got to put aside any, you know, Five of Cups things, you know, the spilled milk. Don't sweat the small stuff, you know, which sometimes it's hard to say. We get some news that we don't like. We hear something's delayed. Whew, we sink down and we get disappointed, and we do our yoga, we do our breathing, whatever we do, we bring ourselves back up. We got to kind of get those down moments to not be so far down. Okay, we got to kind of build up.
Level it out.
Know, I think what they call it. Yeah, level it out, exactly. Build up our distress tolerance. Okay, that's an old, you know, DBT idea. And one of the techniques actually that can help us with that is that you make two lists, okay? And on one list, you list the things that aren't helping you. You know, the things that you do that just, you know, it kind of makes it worse. Worrying about it, moping about it, that makes it worse, you know. And the second list are the things that we do to make things better, like our yoga and our thinking positively and our intention setting and working with the law of attraction. And you want to get to the point where the goal with this is that you start eliminating the first list. The things that are on there, the things that you do that make things worse, that aren't helping us get through what we've got to get through. Because when we need patience for something, when it's not going to happen overnight, we can do a lot of stressing and distressing and feeling bad and you know, having our emotions like go up and down like a roller coaster, you know. And that's going to be the thing that's going to help this all come into being for you. Ten of Pentacles comes up here to, again, you know, being grounded and, you know, being also finding where the content in your life, because there are things that are working for you. There are things that are going well. There are things that aren't the problem. And we got to put our focus on that and take that energy to help us work on the stuff that is the problem. Exactly. What are you getting, Dax?
Oh, gosh. Right along with the same theme, Mary. And, you know, it's all about what she's attracting in. So, you know, the Ten of Swords, hitting rock bottom, the end of a cycle, a new day is dawning. And she's in a great position here. I mean, the Seven of Wands, it may feel like you're being attacked from all sides, but in the card, the figure has the high ground. You're actually in a good position. And then I get cards like the Wish card, the Nine of Cups, the Ten of Cups, ultimate fulfillment. I mean, it's looking really, really good. Now, as far as timing goes, tons of ones here because we got, okay, the Ten of Cups. Ten reduces to one. One plus zero is one. Same with the Ten of Swords, one. And then in the timing position, very last card is, you guessed it, the Magician, card one. So ultimately, that could be 1 month. It could be 1 week. I mean, this can happen as quickly or as slowly as you want it to happen. The Magician's here to say, Kay, you are completely in charge here, and it just all goes back to what Mary was saying, focusing on what you want and drawing that in instead of being focused on the lack. A lot of us think we know what we want, and we think we're focused on that, but trust me, the negative things are still going on in the subconscious, the you know little programs playing over and over and over again. And you need to break free from that and focus on, you know, if it's really bad, you might need to do some letting go type techniques like emotional freedom technique or hypnosis or NLP. But mostly nowadays I tell people to, you know, break the bad with the good by focusing on the good. Focus on, like you just said, Mary, and I mentioned gratitude. You know, you have things to be grateful for now, and you focus on that, and that actually brings you into the now, because you can only manifest from the now. When you're thinking about all that other stuff, you're thinking of the past. So you need to get yourself into the now. Do exercises that get you into the now. I actually mentioned that in my daily reading yesterday. So go over to thetarotguild.com, click on articles, go to yesterday's post and in articles, and you're going to see some great techniques for doing that. And you're ultimately in charge, Kay. And we're just going to leave it at that because we got to move on real fast here. Take another call. Looks like area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Charlotte. I'm calling from Utah.
It's Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte.
Charlotte from Utah. Now, who is that? Are you
who
Tom?
Could that possibly be?
Who could that be? Well, it's me. It's Charlotte.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Charlotte?
Well, as always, I want to say what a great show this has been so far, and that listening, you know, there are so many people out there that, like, are dealing with the same issues that a lot of the things that, a lot of the questions that you've answered for people today or help people with today, I've, you know, taken to heart as well. So I'm, this might be a little too specific, but my truck broke down, my only means of transportation, and I'm wondering if the cart show, if it will be repaired soon, or when it will be repaired.
Now, are you going to do something like talk to a mechanic or something, or are you just waiting for it to magically? That'll help it move along there.
It's going to have to go to the mechanic, and like, you know, finances are part of it, and you know what's actually wrong with it is part of it, like, because I'm not sure what's wrong with it.
The truck. Whew. Jax, is it your turn, my turn, whose turn?
You go first.
All right. Well, according to this, you get the Five of Wands. It looks like a wheel in the deck that I'm using, the this is a wild tarot deck, Visionary Path Tarot by UC Delix, Lucy Delix. The Five of Wands looks like a broken wheel, you know, with an eyeball in the center, you know, so your truck is possessed, maybe. No, but look, the only timing I'm picking up, I feel like, you know, you're really kind of looking at like a month's time frame, you know, for it to really be prepared for you to also, you know, you got to have it checked out first, obviously. You got to get an estimate. You got to think about, okay, you know, finances, all of that stuff. The Magician card comes up as well. So you really have all the tools you need in a sense, except that you don't have those specific tools to fix your truck yourself. But you have the resources. Mm-hmm. So if it's something where you're really worried about, am I going to have the resources in order to fix my truck, and how long is it going to take for, you know, all of that to come about and it to get fixed and everything, I would throw out there, you know, we're probably looking at a month's time, which sounds like a long time, but yeah, I feel like you may have to make allowances for how long, you know, when the person can work on it. Because we have the King here, and it just may be with the Five of Wands that there's like competing interests and stuff. So it might be something like waiting for a part. It could be, you know, maybe a backlog. Something, I feel like it delays this from happening right away. but that you will be able to make it happen. What do you
get back? That too. I got the same thing. Yeah, I did it as a yes, no. You know, is it going to be okay? Are you going to get the car repaired, the truck repaired? And I got 4 out of 5 yeses. It's a pretty strong indication that it's going to happen. It's going to happen, you know. The last two cards, so I got the Empress card 3 and then the Queen of Pentacles. Queens are the master manifest, not the master manifestor, that's kings. The master teacher, master healer number 33. And so you got the Empress 3, you got the Queen of Coins is focused on 3. So 3 weeks. So that fits in sort of in the same time frame that Mary was giving. It's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to be, you know, fixed tomorrow or even this week. But it, 3 of these cards are major arcana cards. So it looks really good for you there, Charlotte. Don't be afraid to look at, like, alternative ways of getting repairs financed and getting this done, making it happen, because the central focus card is the 4 of Cups. And, you know, the individual in the card is not too happy with the 3 cups in front of them. And, you know, that may be how you're feeling right now and about the situation and about the financial aspect and everything. But there's that 4th cup being offered off to his right or her right, their right. You have to hit all the pronouns. You know, this is 2021. Anyway, and it's coming there. It's literally coming from spirit, your higher self, however you want it, G-O-D, Grand Ocean of Divinity. But it's this other opportunity that, and you're not aware of it yet. You're going to figure this out in like a week or so where it's like, oh, I didn't know I could do this. Or, oh, you know, the money's going to come from here. It's going to be unexpected. It's going to be something you're not quite aware of yet. There may be even a hesitation to go with it, but yeah, you'll know what I'm talking about when it comes up. Just go with it.
Okay. Well, okay, so I do have another vehicle I can fix, but the truck is like my main workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I...
Well, you know, that's another thing. You know, it kind of fits in with what you just said, kind of fits in with what I was saying.
It does.
The solution might be alternative to what you're thinking about. So you may discover that it's easier, cheaper, faster to fix the other vehicle right now and then get the truck done later. See, that's another possibility. And then that three turns from 3 weeks to 3 days. Ah, look at that.
Wow. All right, that has helped a lot because I've been wanting to fix the other vehicle. I just, you know, like
now you have to.
On my, you know, with my lifestyle, my truck is, you know, my truck is everything. So, but the other one.
It's nothing right now. It's just sitting there. Anyway, but.
Yeah.
It is, and frankly, it's sitting there because there's, you know, an emotional tie to it. It was my sweet dad's vehicle that he loved.
Well, it's not like you don't ever get it fixed. It's just, it might not be the opportune moment.
Yeah, it might just, that might have to be the one that takes the back burner, you know, the Page of Pentacles, you know. It's like, you know, practical solutions. Look for practical solutions. Emotional ties are always important. It's not like you're going to, you know, cremate the truck or something. You know, you can definitely get it fixed. It just may not be the practical solution to do that right now.
Yep. I think you're right.
Yep.
I think you're right.
Well, thanks for the call, Charlotte. We got to run. We're at the end of the show.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Let us know how it goes.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
And write that phone number down, 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. Because same bat time, same bat channel, you're going to be able to call into Sharona's show tomorrow if we didn't get to your call today. She'll be taking calls all during her show tomorrow. And remember, it's chat.psychictalk.net. That'll take you right over to the show page tomorrow for her show. Chat.psychictalk.net. Same telephone number, 714-816-4628. And the same time, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm looking forward to that show, too, Mary.
Me, too. Me, too.
Awesome.
I can't wait to see what he has to say about the Fool card. And I just love her new deck that she's working on. It's just gorgeous.
Mm.
I love the colors.
Boho Pixie.
I love the name.
The pic. Yeah. We got to ask her how she came up with that. I forgot to ask her. Anyway, I think she's actually going to be talking about her deck, too. So,
yeah, it's
that'll
coming
be awesome.
On our show in October.
Yeah, but I think tomorrow she's talking about it on her show, too. I'm not sure. She mentioned something about it, but, you know, I think it was rather channeled from Pamela, she said. So that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get all the details on that. Well, another great show in the can. Thanks for being here, Mary. Thanks to all our listeners and callers.
Thank you, Dax. Thanks to all our listeners, callers, people in the chat room, people that live to listen later on archives, people that find us online on the tarotguild.com and on psychictalk.net and on our Facebook
groups
for both.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget to like, share, comment on, help us get the word out, tell everybody. Until next time, bye for now, everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Dad.
Good night, John Boy.